It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
When life changes, you have
to. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Miss Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. Mm-hmm. And our guest this morning is Pastor Kevin Akins. How are you doing this morning,
good
sir?
Good morning, everyone. I'm doing great. Doing great. Super.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can call that number and leave a message. We don't have anyone to answer that call right now, so you are welcome to call and leave a message, and we will get it on paper and pray for you. And you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended, considering there's no technical difficulties or, you know, operational errors.
Operational errors?
Yeah, okay. You know.
That's what we call it.
Sometimes I forget to stop the recording, and it records for 2 hours.
Her second name is operational. God is so good. God is so good.
Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. I think I covered it all.
You amazed me. There's not a note anywhere to be found that you just amaze me. You're
it's
incredible.
It's all God.
To God be the glory.
It is all God,
to
I
God
promise.
To God be the glory.
Because Monica.
God be the to God be the glory.
Ain't no way, Monica.
Nope. I'm right there with you.
But my God, he is so awesome.
He is.
I'm glad you know him.
Yes, he is an incredible God, isn't he? All for us, too. All yes. For us. Amen.
Would you pray to start us out?
Let's do that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and just open up this hour of power. Father God, we come humbly before you today, O Lord, with an open heart and knowing and requesting from you, God, that you would just send out these words across the airwaves. Lord, let it reach out into the places to where we're not able to go and do. God, I know that it goes around the world. There are people all over around the world that are listening today, and there are many right here at home that are listening. So, Lord, we just pray that you would begin to open our ears so that we could hear what the Spirit is saying to us, the depth of the Spirit, the wholeness of the Spirit, the completeness of the Spirit. Lord, let it move inside of us in every way. Father, we pray that you would open our minds today to understand the complexity of your word. Your word is a mystery to many. And God, I pray that there may someone be listening today that your word has always been kind of clouded and covered up, but today it unfolds and opens up wide to them and that they are able to understand it. And God, I pray that you would open our hearts, that we could receive and retain all that you have for us this day, this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
I like your title this morning.
Yeah.
Secrets.
Yeah. Secrets. Shh. Secrets. Secrets. We're just looking at this. You know, I want to set a precedence real quick if I can. You know, the scripture says that as speakers, preachers, Christians, travelers with the word, we are to be ready in season and out of season at all time. And when I got the invitation to come here today, I'm always excited about coming and being able to speak the word and being a part of this. It's just something that just is inside of me. I told the Lord a long time ago, I will preach his word wherever I'm asked, whoever asks, whatever the cause, in best of my ability. If there is open door, even a little bit, I want to go and preach the gospel. That's what I want to do. Yesterday, when I got the message that they needed me to come in and speak today, man, my life was in a chaos situation. I was actually in a totally different city. And I knew I had a long way to make it home, but I said, yep, I will be there. Got in late last night and just exhausted, crashed out, woke up early this morning thinking, what am I going to do? Where am I going? There's no prep time. There's no here we go kind of time. And I know as preachers, we write our notes, we take our notes, we put them down, we put them in a file, we keep them in a file, and we could go back and just say, look at this, you know, okay, that's a good one. Let's just take that in and do that. And that's possible. But the whole time, the moment I woke up, even in the middle of the night last night, I don't know if you want to call it a dream or in a third world or whatever you want to call it, but I could hear the Lord just keep saying to me, your secrets are good, your secrets are safe, your secret's okay with me, your secret's fine with me, your secret's safe with me. And I'm going, my secret's safe with the Lord? That is such an awesome feeling. There are things that are going on in every one of our lives that we don't want to share. We don't want to tell. We don't need to tell. You know, the danger of social media today is that people feel like they can just share every activity of their life any way they want to do. I want to kind of give a little hint, a little bit of wisdom for some people on social media. If you're leaving your house for 13 days and you're going out of state or around the country, you don't need to be letting everybody know that you're gone. Just let that sink in, please. Sometimes it's okay to keep the secret. You know, maybe let your family know and let your close neighbor know, but you don't need to let the people downtown know. There's other people that's watching that social media that maybe we don't necessarily want them to know that we're going to. Okay, so y'all get the message. But there are secrets that are even more spiritual down deep inside. I love to give a testimony of God and what God's doing. I love the testimony that's sitting on the other side of the table with me right here today. The testimony of Monica is incredible. I've watched her come a long ways. It's amazing. It's all God. It's all God. That secret we don't want to keep quiet. But there are parts of that secret that you have never told, never will tell. And God says that secret's safe with me. God says that secret is good with him. It's locked into the chambers of heaven, and nobody has to know. He's forgiven it. He's forgotten it. It's good. It's thrown away, and we've heard all of those examples. Well, I want to share with you this morning just a minute about some secrets and some things maybe you haven't looked at before. I could not write this fast enough, so here we go. I want to start with the scripture in Ecclesiastes. You go, Ecclesiastes, what kind of message can we get out of Ecclesiastes? Listen, it's the very last part, okay? It's the last few verses, and just going to start with, it's in chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, the last chapter, 12, and I'm going to begin with verse number 9 and then kind of get right down to the point. So just want to kind of set you up. So hear the word of the Lord this morning, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 9. And moreover, because the preacher was wise... See, I told y'all. People don't think. Okay. Anyway. All right. He still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words. And what was written was upright, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and their words of scholars are like well-driven nails, given by one shepherd. Now, if you're not following what that means, it's like a sticker. You can't just pull it out real quick. That's good words. Those are good thoughts. You can't forget them real quick. That's how you know the man of God or your preacher is actually speaking to you truth. It's when you leave Sunday morning service and you go out to eat, and you're still thinking about what he was talking about. That's what makes it so powerful. And it's given by one shepherd, by one that's given over. Verse 12. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. This is true. You're never going to write enough books. You're never going to write it enough down. There's not enough words that you can put together. There'll never be an end to it. But if you continue to study all the time, it's going to be wearisome to your flesh. Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is what he said. After everything that he said in Ecclesiastes, this is what it boils down to. Here's the whole duty of man. This is the final word to it all. This is how it ends. Fear God and keep his commandments. Can I hear an amen anywhere? Come on, those of you watching on Facebook, type it in there. Amen, 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 amen. Can I hear an amen? Fear God, keep his commandments. For this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment. Everything that we do, it's under God's rule. It's his judgment. He'll bring it into judgment, including every secret thing. every little secret, God's going to place the judgment on it, whether good or evil. These are the last words of the wisest man in the Bible that we can ever find. The last thing that he tells us is every secret will come underneath judgment, both evil and good, both good and evil. So we need to pay attention to what we've got. We've got some evil things that may be just floating around. We've got some good things that may be just floating around. We've got secrets, some that don't need to be shared, some that need to be testified, but every secret thing is going to come under judgment. Many things happen to us every day. Every day. What we do with our reactions, what we do with our responses, they're very important. How we act to it, it is our witness for Jesus. When we're put under stress, when we're put under pressure, when we provoked into anger, it's not so much what's taking place, it's our response to it. It's what is our heart going to respond. Many times, our responses are calm. But there are other times that our responses are crazy. They are blown up. And they're blown up out of proportion. And they're blown up out of way. And, you know, the thing that God's looking at is that interior. He's looking at the deepness of our heart. And there's things that cause those outspokens, those outrages. There's things that cause those fits. There's emotions that set all that in order. And oftentimes they are secrets that are hidden or buried way down in their heart. And they get buried and they get covered up and then they begin to fester and they become that gourd. They become that sticker. They become that bittering source and they fester down in there. And all it takes is one little poke for it to spray out and it's ugly. And the truth is, man, there's a secret down in there. We may get mad at somebody because they're having a really bad day. They're having a horrible day and then they hurt us or they offend us. Now we're all offended. Then they offend somebody else. Next thing you know, 10, 15 people are offended and it all started because of a festering secret down deep inside. These secrets are going to be judged. They're going to be known. They're not as hidden as a lot of people think they are. The secret itself may be hidden, but the reactions to it are not. So let me just continue. We live in this life of exposure these days. Everybody's exposing their life. Everything about us is exposed. You can't hide. We live in glass bubbles. It's amazing. Another little tip. Please beware. Everybody wants you to put cameras inside your house. There's no way to turn them off. Just saying. There's no way to turn them off. Be careful. Even our homes are not secret anymore. Our hearts are not secret. Our homes are not secret. Our minds are definitely not secret because everybody says whatever comes to the top of their head. Our mouths are not secret. Our lives are not secret. Our families are not secret. There's secrets hidden everywhere. We're promised life and life more abundantly from God, and God gives us that life. But if we continue to hide all of those feelings, if we continue to close up, if we continue to try to shut it down, it's not hidden. God's going to find a way. So let me just begin with a couple of things like this. Let's talk about a few secrets today and get past this point. Hidden secret number one that I want you to think about are good secrets. They're the good secrets that God gives us. We are to hide his commandments and we are to hide his law deep inside of our heart so that we don't depart from it. We're to read and meditate on his word continually so that we don't stray away from it. Those are like the good secrets that should be sitting in the very back of our mind. This is man's all. We are to fear God. Fear God. Know that God's in charge. Know that God's the number one. Know that God is the greatest thing of it all. I was writing this down so fast this morning when I got up. So many people get a different perspective of fear, of fearing God. And there are those that literally are scared to death, if I could put it that way, scared to death of God. They don't want to go into his church. They're afraid the roof's going to collapse. They don't want to go back down to the church. They're afraid they're going to get struck by lightning. They're afraid of God. They don't want to call upon God or pray to God because they're afraid that God's going to ask them to go out on the mission field. Now, I had a person tell me recently, I don't pray. You don't pray? No, because if I start praying, God's going to send me to Africa and I don't want to go. And I was like, oh my goodness, whoever told you that is just keeping you from the promises of God. That's a lie down deep inside. And they said, well, I've never told anybody that before. Well, I just exposed their secret all across the airways. Don't pray that way. Don't get locked down into that. The fear of God is the respect of God, his authority. Yes, he has the power to strike with lightning. Yes, he's done it before. Yes, he has the power to take your breath away. He's done it before. But he's also had the power to give you life. He's had the power to keep you living. He has the power to grant you life and to keep that life going strong. The fear of God, to keep his commandments, to keep him in the right place. His commandments, we are to fear even his commandments. I always challenge my church every time I bring up the commandments of God. I understand that according to the Jewish law, there's like 800 and something commandments. And they break them down into this segments are laws, and this is personal laws, this corporate laws, and those kind of things. 800 different commandments. You know, we are simple people. We live by the 10. We only have to know the 10. But right now, let me challenge anybody that's out there. Come on, can you name all 10 of the 10 commandments? Don't put me to the spot right now. If I'm on the camera, come on. If I was to start listing them, I would miss. I know I would. I know I got 5 or 6 right off the top of my head. 7, 8, 9. I'm going to fall into a category that is a baby. I have to put them into my own words. But I know without a doubt I'd leave one of them out. But we are to know those commandments. We are to say those commandments. We are to live by those commandments. We need to have them buried down inside of our heart. Not as a secret. It's a good secret. I know the 10 commandments. Here's the secret everybody hides. I don't know the 10 commandments. We would say it, oh, I know the 10 commandments because we know the term 10 commandments. Are you familiar with the 10 commandments? Oh, yeah, that's the 10 commandments of God that Moses got on the mountaintop and brought down. They were engraved in the holy rock. Yeah. Do you know those 10 commandments? I know what you're talking about, but do you know those 10 commandments? Do you even know where to find them in the Bible? Do you ever know where to pull them up at? Do you know how to locate them? They're in the book of Exodus. Take a charge. Go find them. They're great out there. It's the secrets that we keep. What about the same term, the gospel? Do we know the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do we know that gospel that is trying to locate us and change us and move us? Do we know the gospel that wants to affect our heart? Do we know the gospel? Yeah, we know the gospel. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is that really the gospel? What's the whole gospel? This morning, the Lord was just speaking to me so strong. People carry the gospel of Jesus like it's a secret in the heart. They don't want everybody to know that they're a Christian anymore. They don't want that testimony to get out. There's a shame element that has come in that the devil himself has brought in and wants to shame people of being a Christian. Not me, not you, but there are those that are that way. But when we ask the question, do you know what the gospel of Jesus Christ is? Yes, I know what it is. It's the first 4 books of the New Testament. Come on, a little deeper. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? Here's the gospel truth of Jesus Christ. He is God's only Son. He lived this life as a man without sin. He was taken to an old rugged cross, crucified on that cross, gave his life on that cross, died on that cross, taken down from that cross, put in a tomb. In that tomb, it was sealed. He was wrapped up, clothed up, buried for dead. But in that tomb, sealed and guarded that nobody could take him. But just after 3 sunsets, that's all it took. After that 3rd sunset, that tomb was rolled open, stone was moved out of the way, and Jesus Christ came back alive and well. He rose from the dead. He's the first one to do that through that power of God. He came back to life. He walked among us, ate among us, lived among us, taught us again. This is the gospel. This is what's real. He is God's only Son. Gave his life, buried dead in a tomb, came back to life. That's not the end of it. Because he came back to life, man, we have resurrection power today. But he ascended to the Father. He went back to heaven where he came from. And there he's at the right hand of the throne of God, right at the helm of it all, interceding for you and me. He's praying for us today. There's nobody that knows how to pray for us any better than Jesus himself. Why do we keep this a secret? Why do we keep this quiet? We should not keep this quiet. Everybody that declares to be a Christian, any and everybody that declares Christ as their Savior and their sins are forgiven, why keep that quiet? Oh, because it'll make, I'm ashamed, or because they make fun of me, or I don't want everybody to know, or I won't get to be a part of this group or part of that group because I'm a Christian. Praise God. Get out of that group. Go shout the glory. Shout the gospel. Let it be told. Let it be known. God is able to do incredible things with your life when you speak it out. Let me give you a scripture of what God does. When you no longer keep the gospel a secret, you no longer keep the commandment a secret, you no longer keep the fear of God a secret. This is what God wants to do with you. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2. It's very simple, verse 2 and 3. Look at this. God says, I will go before you. I love it. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. There are secret places out there that you've not even touched into. But because you keep God's glory secret in your heart, you're not entitled to go to those places. But if you will open up and let this secret come out, the fear of God, the commandments of God, the gospel of God, look at what he says in verse 3. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. I just got to say that to somebody else out there today. You're stuck in this life of poverty. You think this has been an inheritance that has been given to you because of what mom or dad or grandpa did. You are stuck in this life of poverty and you can't seem to get yourself out. You've had 4 jobs in the last 6 months. You just can't seem to hold it, can't seem to get it together. I want you to know there's a secret down inside of you that God wants to pull out. God wants that secret to come alive. And God wants you to know that he will give you treasures of darkness. He will give you the hidden riches of secret places. This is the reason why, that you may know that he, the Lord, he says, I, the Lord, that he who calls you by your name, he calls you by who you are. He says, I am the God of Israel. I want you to know that God loves you more than you give him credit for. It's not a secret that needs to be buried down inside of you. It's a promise that'll straighten things out in your life. Start sharing the gospel. Share the commandments. It's a promise that will open up the closed doors to you. It's a promise that will open up new avenues. It's a promise that treasures that are hidden in dark places will come to you. Treasures that are hidden, riches that are hidden in secret places, they'll come to you. It's no longer hidden behind the door. It's no longer packed under the rugs of life. Come on, let this secret out and share this gospel. Why do you keep this secret quiet? Don't let it stay inside. Don't hide it away. Don't tuck it down. Let everybody around you know that you are the light of the world. You are the person that is supposed to give the testimony. You're the city that's on the hilltop. You can't be hidden. Let this light glow so bright inside of you. Do not keep it a secret any longer. These are the good secrets that have got to come out of your life. And so let me move on to the next one, though. It's a little bit tougher. Not only are there good secrets in people's hearts, but there are evil secrets in people's hearts. Evil. Evil. They're hidden down inside of there, and they only come out when you get angry. They only come out when you get emotional. They only come out when you don't want them to come out. You'll say things that you don't want to say, but they're there. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14 said this, "For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." This is what he declares. It's going to come out whether we like it or not. Every work, these are your actions. These are the details of your life. Oh, I don't do anything but sit right here and watch TV all day. That's your actions. That's what you do. And if you think evil can't come out of that, you're sadly mistaken. Business, operation, things. These are your deeds. This is the life you actually live. Going along with the flow, doing that which you know is not right, just going in any way that you want to, living your life just kind of que sera, sera, as they always say, with no intention, no direction. When this begins to happen, there's an instinct that begins to cover up. You begin to hide things instinctively, whether you want to or not. You will make a little white lie into a great big lie. You will have actions that you wished you wouldn't have. And this is what happens, and I'm so thankful this isn't my way of life anymore. I need to make that clear anymore. But there was those days that road rage would really set inside of me. Road rage would just get the best of me. And, you know, when after a while people make gestures at you, they wave at you with broken hands. Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about, all right? I don't have to go into detail. It happens that way. What the sad thing, the very sad thing is that after it happens and that road rage builds inside of you, this evil intent inside of your heart gets you going so that the next time it happens, you're the one that starts waving back with a broken hand. And you go, whoa, why did I even do that? Oh, I wish I hadn't done that. It's because it's an evil intent that buries down inside of our nature, our flesh. It's natural to do that. It's instinct. It's put inside of us. So you're either instincting on the good or instincting on the evil. And you go, oh, Pastor, I would never do that. You hang around somebody that uses profanity constantly. Boy, if you're just hanging around somebody and every other word is profanity, profanity, profanity. Every other word, cuss word, cuss word, cuss word, cuss word, cuss word. And it's just natural to them. And if you're not careful, it'll become, yeah, see, you said it without me even saying it. It becomes natural to you. And that word sticks in your head and you go, I don't want that in my head. I don't want to say that thing. I don't want to do that. But you do it because you're hanging around in them. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Calm down, Kevin, and say the problem. Here's the problem. When it becomes natural to us and we begin to do that involuntarily, but it just flows into us, we hide it like a secret. We begin to blame it on somebody else. This is their fault because I hang around them all the time. This is his fault because this is what he says all the time. This is their fault because that's what they did to me and I just responded back to them. And we hide it. We bury it down in our heart instead of going to God and saying, God, I repent for saying those words. I repent for even thinking those words. God, I repent from even wanting to do that action. God, I repent for letting that anger override my life. The problem is we bury it like a secret down inside and blame it on somebody else, and it's still in there. Whoo, man, you're not going to like me after this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. If you were cussing yesterday and you didn't repent of it this morning when you got up or before you went to bed last night, then those cuss words are still buried like a secret down inside your heart, and you got to get them out. Oh, cussing ain't that bad. Yes, it is. 6 different times in the book of Proverbs, he tells you that using slang words, swear words, curse words are causing your tongue to swell up like an old cow tongue. It's causing your tongue to swell up in your mouth, and it's perverted. We don't like using that word perverted language, but that's what God calls it, perverted language. If you don't know the exact words, you don't have to hyphen and put something else in there. Don't use the slang words. Don't use those words that don't have the actual meanings behind them. Use what is real. We need to understand that every evil spoken word, every evil action, every evil deed will be judged. If you've not repented of it, it's falling under judgment. Oh, man, if I look back and if I look back to the 80s, not everybody can do that, but I can. If I look back to the 80s, you just choose your days. If you look back to the year 2000, whew, how much celebration did you do in 2000 going into the new year, to the new millennium, man, you're crossing over. How much celebration did you do? How much sin was actually involved in your life that you buried like a little secret down inside of that heart and you never asked repentance for? Every deed, every work, everything will be judged. You make it a secret, you blame it to others. Every action, those same actions, there are people today that are living in sorrow, they're living in shame, their whole life is even shut down, they're shutting down, and you know why they're shutting down? You know why that? You know why they feel like they're being accused? You know why they feel like they're living a life full of shame? They have buried secrets down inside. Those secrets have to be repented of. They have to be brought. Let me share this with you. I want you to know this. This is a truth. This is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 17. You need to mark this down in your Bible. You're a believer of Christ. You need to hear this word. Nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Friends, this is God's word. This is the Lord's word. This is a teaching that he was saying to people that thought they could live by night one way and live by day another. They thought they could live one year this way and the next year another way. They thought they had time ahead of them to make things right. And the Lord was teaching them, nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. What we need to do is clean our secret life up. We need to sweep out from under the rug. We need to look behind the doors. We need to open the closet, get out of the closet. Oh, some of y'all remember that term. I know you do. I know what you're thinking about. We got to come out of that. We got to be real. Okay, then I'm just going to come out of the closet and live my life the way I want to live it. Hold on. That's not what I said. You need to come out of the life, come out of the closet and admit the sin and confess that sin and get right with God, because it's not a secret. It's going to come to life either way, any way you like it or not. And so this is a good place right here. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. And so let's pray during this time.